Tess Connery is my name. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday. Now, we're going to be speaking about trypophobia this morning. It's not your normal phobia. It's not the fear of spiders or birds or tight spaces. Those kind of make sense. You know, spiders are dangerous. Heights, you might fall off it. Trypophobia isn't necessarily rational. In fact, there's a speculation about whether it's even classified as a phobia to begin with. What it is the fear of small, clustered holes, and anywhere between 10 to 20% of the population say they suffer from it. If you start prickling at the thought of a crumpet or a lotus seed, then hey, you probably have it. Here to give us the breakdown is Clinical Director at the Sydney Phobia Clinic, Corrie Ackland. Corrie, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning.
No worries.
So why is there all this contention surrounding whether trypophobia is, well, a legitimate phobia?
Yeah, well, I mean, the normal phobias, such as the ones that you listed off, we expect to trigger primarily an anxiety response or the fear response. But when we're looking at trypophobia, what is typically reported is the disgust response. And any anxiety would be secondary to that, you know, fear of feeling that disgusted in the presence of this particular stimuli. And so because of that, there is some contention about whether or not it actually fulfills our criteria for a specific phobia.
So what would be, I guess, the evolutionary function behind trypophobia then?
Yeah, well, we know that the anxiety response does have a very, very good evolutionary adaptive function to help us fight or run away from a perceived physical threat. So yeah, the disgust response seems a little bit inconsistent with that, but it does still have an evolutionary basis, and that is to protect us from ingested threats. So, for example, you know, feces or rotting food are the kinds of things that we might not want to be, you know, breathing in because it could be dangerous to our internal state. And the same can be said for diseases that might be contagious. So, you know, the disgust response has developed to shut off all of those orifices. You see that, you know, our nose scrunches up and our mouth kind of twists as well. We sort of turn away when we're disgusted. And again, that protects us from being able to ingest these threats. Trypophobia being one that is identified by these small clustered holes, it's thought that maybe that is associated with the kinds of bumps on skin that might develop with a rash that might indicate a contagious condition.
I mean, it certainly makes sense. As you are the clinical director of the Sydney Phobia Clinic, how often does trypophobia come up for you?
It's actually not very common. I mean, we see it a lot with inquiries, but very rarely do we see someone present for treatment of trypophobia, because we're not really seeing that it's going to have the marked impact on someone's life that some of the other phobias do.
And so for phobias in general, how do you go about treating these?
Phobia treatment is actually very straightforward. It's not necessarily easy, but it's very straightforward. And it begins with anxiety management, because at the root we are looking at the anxiety symptoms there with phobias, and we're getting people to the position where they can face exposure. When it comes to exposure, we're doing that in a very gradual and controlled way, but we are hoping that in a relatively short amount of time, people are able to manage these situations that they've previously avoided.
And trypophobia, it does seem, I guess, like a relatively new phobia, not one that people necessarily would have heard of a few years back. How often are you finding that new phobias are springing up?
You know, pop culture and things like that have a lot of influence in these things. And trypophobia as well has been something that is suggested to, have been stirred up due to the photoshopping of lotus seeds or lotus pods on bodily parts. We do see that because, you know, even Arachnophobia, the movie, had a big influence on, how many people found spiders difficult. The movie It was often associated with clown phobia back in the day, and then again now that there's been a remake. So, new ones can come up when we have some sort of learned negative association with anything, and that is the remarkable thing about phobias, is that we actually can develop a phobic response to anything at all.
And so if there are people listening who are, I guess, bristling at the thought of a crumpet this morning, what would you say to them?
It is all about managing that avoidance. You know, we want to be able to, you know, do these things in our life. And if something feels a little bit difficult, instead of avoiding it outright, it might be looking at, well, what would be the easier step, and having a plan to be able to, get back into that situation as soon as possible. So, you know, we should definitely be putting the crumpet on some sort of short to medium long-term plan to do.
Corrie, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time.
Of course, anytime.
That was Corrie Ackland. She's the clinical director at Sydney's Phobia Clinic, having a chat to us about trypophobia this morning.